Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. So the Red Hot Chili Peppers, they have a new record coming out. It looks like their release date... I don't see it in this particular story.
It's not today.
No. Although...
Sometime in October. I forget the date right now.
Yeah. So on
October 14th. Sorry.
Perfect. Thank you. On August 19th, they released a Tip of My Tongue, a single off of this thing. And today... Sure. Yeah. Let's start with that one.
All right. Here's Tip of My Tongue.
They're just so likable.
I know, right?
They're just so likable. So, a day or two ago, they said, hey guys, we got another single coming out. And this one is called Eddie. And it's inspired by Eddie Van Halen. This is a song for Eddie Van Halen. So they had put a little teaser up. And today we have the full song.
Mm-hmm.
So just go ahead and roll it. And it's a long intro, apparently. So.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, just relax into it. The Friday driving song.
Let it wash over you.
You're stuck in traffic. This is maybe a little bit
there you go.
Too fast.
Oh, next one.
Do, 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 do. Don't flee.
Sailing the sunset strip.
The best line in that is they say I'm from Amsterdam. Does that make me Dutch?
I know.
So this is called Eddie. The full song is out today, and it'll be featured on the band's upcoming album, Return of the Dream Canteen.
I tried to find the little post that I read first thing this morning, and I can't find it in time, but it was a post about them releasing. I didn't hear the clip until just now with all of you, but the post was about how that this is these guys are sort of newly back together right around the time that he passed away.
Yeah.
And Flea came in with this bass line and they were all sort of mourning this this bigger than life person in the music business. And they said that they just started jamming off of this bass line and the song quickly came together and it was clear they were all feeling that Eddie Van Halen. And like the way they wrote it, I just went, that's awesome to be an artist and to feel something and go, I'm going to make art from this feeling.
At the time, Flea tweeted, oh man, bless his beautiful creative heart. I love you, Eddie Van Halen, an LA boy, a true rocker. I hope you jam with Jimmy tonight. Break on through to the other side, my brother.
Yep. It's neat.
Sad. But it is a good reminder of how awesome he was. I like that. His hammers. He's got hammers in both hands.
But a delicate touch.
So good. So there you go. The Red Hot Chili Peppers. Their new album's coming out in October, but there are two songs out now from this new one. Eddie, the latest
Pretty
release.
Cool.
Yep. We're going to give a little love to a Bay Area band. Bryn said he got this sent to him. And mm-hmm. So what is the name?
The artist himself. His name is Nick Testa Jr.
Nick Testa Jr.
The album's called Minor Fall, and this song is the title track here. So here
Where's
it goes.
He? Tell me the town he's from.
Let me look that up while I play it.
Okay,
right.
Sure.
Cracks in the sidewalk as we skate around. Goofy footin' cruising downhill, yeah, we're headed downtown.
Paris for 3 hours now.
It's a skateboarding song.
It is a skateboarding song. I
Nick
love it.
Testa Jr. Did you find a town? This is, you know, I like this. This is pretty good. Yay, Bay Area. Yay,
he
Area.
He just says, I'm a local artist, and I looked him up on Facebook, and it looks like he's from San Francisco.
Okay. Crank it. All right.
He's talking about a very common theme in skateboarding, at least for me, which was I would show up at the ramp first thing or wherever we were going to skate that day, and I would go all day trying to learn a new trick. Mm. And if I didn't get it, it was the most I'd have to, it's dark. I have to leave and start over tomorrow. And it's just this pursuit of pulling off this one darn thing.
Trying to kickflip these 3 steps today.
Yeah, I think he's from the East Bay.
All right.
Good yeah. for him.
Well, good for him, because that's a great sounding record. Nice work, buddy.
Very cool.
Nick Testa Jr. Mm-hmm. That's just his name, no band name or anything?
That's the name, yeah.
All right.
Nick Testa Jr. is the artist.
You might remember that we found out that Weezer was going to put out an album every season
mm-hmm.
this year. And so season autumn is out. It actually dropped yesterday, but, you know, today's the day we play the new music. So this is, I believe this is the third of the, I think they got a winter one coming up, and then that's, mm-hmm. or did they start with winter? It doesn't matter. Who cares? Here's some new songs from Weezer.
Can't Dance, Don't Ask Me.
Okay. That's good. By the way, River said that of all the seasons records, this is the dance one.
Mm.
This is the dance record.
Oh, I would have thought summer, but okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The same way.
He's saying this one's the dance one. Right. I bet you can dance to all of them, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right, give me another one off of this.
Should she stay or should she go?
Oh. Wow. This garden wasn't Eden.
Turning, where did I go wrong? She's been off in the dark at the tree of life.
This is pleasant.
Worshipping the serpent, taking in his lies. So tell me, God, tell me, God.
Hey, he's talking to God. Okay. Give me another one. That's cute.
Run, Raven, run. Scream, run, Raven, run. Run, Raven, run. Raven, Raven. All I can do is keep praying. Raven, oh, Raven. I hear them coming for you. Teachers gather.
All right. It sounds like a Weezer record. I like it.
Yeah, it does.
Sure does.
Maya Hawke, that's Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke's daughter, the one you know as Robin on Stranger Things. She's got her second album out today, and it's called Moss. Let's hear a little bit of this.
Here's Backup Plan. I want to be anything you've lost that you might be looking for. Your dirt bag, your smoke ash, your pocket change, your eyelash, the kitty
sweet. Does she have any rock and roll songs on there?
Rock and roll.
Are all the songs lame, or is there a good one?
Is there? I didn't say that exactly.
Similar.
But, all right. Give me a little.
This is the next one here.
This is the same one?
This is the next one. This is called Teresa. Dreaming of a Shelby Cobra. Digging her tires in the Should I jump?
Yep.
All right, and the next one here is called Mermaid Bar.
That's nice. My lungs deflated, my fingers weaved, rib separated. You know what? It's super pretty. That's all I have to say about it.
I will never. I'll say something.
Pretty. Go ahead.
I will never press play on that. But I really think she's excellent in Stranger Things. Like excellent.
Me too.
And I realize that there are people who've written stories about the nepotism. Oh, she's got famous parents. Now she gets jobs. She still has to go in and do the work, and she does a good job. Yep, so what?
She's good. Mm-hmm. That's true. She has some advantages in life. There's no question. But sometimes also, you know, that person, they can't help who their parents are, and they have their own dreams that seem like their parents' dreams, but they're not. They're their dreams. You know, it's good on her.
I like her.
She didn't have to put out records, so there you go. 5 Seconds of Summer, this is their fifth album, so they named it F. They named it 5SOS5. Because 5 Seconds of Summer, 5.
Mm. Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, give me a little bit of this.
Here is Complete Mess. Evanescence, always fleeting like a flame, but I'm never one to change, am I? Call it a lesson when I feel you slide away, and I'm missing out on half my life. I feel like we play this. I feel like we.
Oh yeah, there it is. I'm like, I know this
song.
Hang on a second. Okay, give me another one.
All right.
People love them some 5SOS.
Me, myself, and I.
All right.
Get ready, Alex. Phone call, oh Lord. All these broke hearts, but mine's the one bleeding. Boop up in myself, me and my selfish appetite. I did not need your help. Now it's just me, myself, and I.
Just me, myself, and I. Yes, I guess I got what I wanted. And you're kind of scaring me. He's got his finger on the dump button.
No, he's fine. You know, there's like a few cuss words that just come out of nowhere. Oh. And that's why I was like, you know, I did double check it, but I'm always like second guessing.
I like la 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 la. That's nice. Was there another one from this one?
Yeah, I have one more. It's called Blender.
That's right up your alley, Bryn. You love songs like this, you know?
What does that mean?
It's just like, I die for you, and, you know, girl, you know it's
true.
The
boy band type lyrics.
Yeah,
I guess so. Yeah, I do like this type of music. Yeah. You're right. I think I need a couple more listens. I mean, you got all weekend, right? Complete Mess.
Oh, yeah, that's a great. Yeah. I like that.
I think it's because I heard it already a few times.
Guess who has a 4-song EP out today? I won't make you guess.
It's Slappy.
No.
Is it Slappy?
It is not. No. It's Billy Idol.
Oh.
Billy Idol. I
never going to guess that. Come on.
I know. That's why I said I'm not going to make you guess, but then you started yelling out guesses anyway. Billy Idol has a 4-song EP called The Cage out. What is Billy Idol doing these days? Let's hear it.
Here's the title track.
Screaming in isolation. Walking through Desolation Alley, boarded up our ambitions, flooded out all the engines. I've been punching through the walls, I've been living on the edge. I've been fighting with my demons so long they become my friends. The zombies out the window say it's finally the end, so I'm kicking down my door and never closing it again. Hey! I'm gonna
I gotta say, I like it.
I like it.
It's cute. I like his voice.
I do too. I was thinking the same thing. Like, as soon as it kicked in, I went,
Oh, yeah, that.
I grew up with this guy.
Yep. Really good. All right, well, was there anything else you liked on this little four-song EP?
Running from the Ghost.
Okay. I'll be running nice. From the ghost. Oh, my God, this is... Oh. And it kicks in. All right. Like, what are we listening to?
Yeah.
Billy, what are you doing?
I'll jump ahead a little bit. It's quite... rocking.
I like a driving beat like that, yeah. From me. I love it. I love that. What do we got for time here? You know what? Subject to Change, the full album from Kelsea Ballerini is out. It includes a collaboration with Carly Pearce and Kelly Clarkson on a song called You're Drunk, Go Home. Go home. I think they might have overserved you, George. So the record's called Subject to Change, and if you love yourself some Kelsea Ballerini, there you go. It's a new one for you.
They really turned that twang on, huh?
They sure do. Sure enough.
I like that.
Oh, yeah, let's hear this. That sounds like Kelly. Go home. All right. Vinny, what's coming up in the news? There's your new music for today.
Public bathrooms are the worst, and I have the worst public bathroom.
Oh.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by our friends at All Natural Stone. Oh. Transform your home into a piece of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. Visit All Natural Stone and their four locations here in the Bay Area, or check them out online at allnaturalstone.com. All right, here's what's happening. So, weather today is going to be like yesterday.
Lovely.
Nice. Sunny, 70s and 80s, depending on where you're at. So
perfect
enjoy.
Day.
Football over the weekend. The Niners will play on Sunday night. It's the night game, the 5:20 game time. It's San Francisco at Denver. Aho?
Go Niners.
Thank you.
Oh, my.
Beast.
He is a beast.
Yeah.
That's all for sports. I didn't know if anyone was going to say anything else. All right. Actually, I take that back. Here's one more quick sports-related story. We make the top five, so it's worthy of a mention.
Okay.
They say here, a new report ranked every NFL stadium by the price of beer.
Oh.
Fans pay the most for a 16-ounce beer in?
New York.
Philadelphia.
Oh.
They pay the least in Detroit. They say here, Detroit, always.
But that's good. That's a good thing for Detroit. Yeah.
That's the best possible win, isn't it? All right.
It's not made with water from Flint.
The priciest beer is in Philadelphia. The Eagles fans fork over $15 for 16 ounces of beer.
Wow.
The problem with this for the NFL teams that do this is they force people to drink more outside before the game. And that means everyone is bleep-faced before the game even starts.
Because they can buy a whole six-pack for $15.
That's the mistake they're making. They think they're... No.
We'll slow them down. They come in revved up.
Yeah, they're now doing it in the parking lot even more than they would because they know that they can't afford your $15 16-ounce beer.
Right.
The Rams and the Chargers, who play in the same stadium, are a close second, followed by... the Las Vegas Raiders and your Niners.
Oh, boy.
High
what do we
list.
Charge?
Let's see. Those teams pay more than... So it's over $11 for one beer for the Rams, Raiders, and Niners. Also, the Saints and the Jaguars also have an expensive beer.
Oh.
That's weird. Okay. Well, anyway, there's a little aside. We're on the list of the most expensive beers.
Winning.
Duh. Although I do feel like the people who are going to get wasted are going to find a way to get wasted, no matter if they buy $15 beers pre-party, whatever. If you had $2 beers, it doesn't mean they drink less in the parking lot either. It's the drinkers.
You know what? You're probably right. It's the unfortunate reality is it because for some people it's a day event, not just a 4-hour event. It's an all-day event. And often, whatever the percentage is of people who are blackout drunk before the game starts, that's everyone else has to deal with that person.
Yeah.
Great.
Yay. Oh, you sneeze a hot dog all over my hair. That's so great. And you're too drunk for me to really get
do
through
anything.
To you, so I guess I'll leave.
What's the best type of swag for companies to give out?
T-shirts.
A poll found. What's that?
T-shirts. Is it t-shirts?
We used to do this in the radio business all the time.
Yeah, free stuff.
Stickers, CDs,
yep.
T-shirts.
All the stuff. Remember those static stickers we had? I loved those things.
Yep.
You put them on the inside of your window and they were faced out the right way. Those were great.
They were the old original logo, the red Alice at 973 logo.
So cute.
A new poll by Vista Print. Looked at the top promotional products Americans. You know what's a bummer is through, I guess because I couldn't carry all this stuff, through the years, there was always promotional items for each company that we worked for, a station.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm sure I've given or lost all that stuff. But now that we don't even make it anymore, I'm kind of like nostalgic for it. Like,
I know.
I wish I had a DRE sticker.
I have a DRE keychain in one of my packed, taped up boxes, although it's quite possible that's a box that was lost in the
T-shirts
move.
Were number one, though, Sarah. I don't know if you were joking, but that's the number one promotional item. Pens, coffee mugs, water bottles, branded headphones, tote bags, sunglasses, hoodies, calendars, umbrellas.
We do love clothing. Like, to get a free shirt, you're like, well, I just got a new shirt and I didn't have to pay for it. Like, we love free stuff.
Well, and I think if you love a company, you don't mind repping them. It's fun. Mm-hmm. I think that,
Right.
I wish we had more Alice shirts. I don't have, what I have are, they're very old.
Yep.
I have
some of the original Now and Zen stuff.
That's what I was just going to say. I have an old Now and Zen. I have an old summer thing, I think. But nothing in the last.
I can't remember the last time we had a t-shirt.
10 years? 5 years?
Probably 5 years.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Thing of the past. The good old radio promotional tchotchke.
Yeah. I like mugs, too. I was, you know, because usually a promotional mug is like a good oversized mug. I like an oversized mug. Those are nice. I like a keychain, you know. Keychains are handy.
I'm going to give you this first number one. I don't have all day for this particular story, but I'll do it real quick.
Okay.
They say here, a website conducted a blind taste test on 11 brands of movie theater popcorn and ranked them.
Okay.
The number, let's see here. Here it is. The website UpRocks recently conducted a blind taste test of 11 different brands of microwave popcorn and ranked them based on texture, smell, and overall balance of flavor. The number one microwave popcorn for your home popcorn consumption movie watching use is?
Orville Redenbacher.
Orville Redenbacher's movie theater butter.
You know, I will say that it tastes like it has 1,000 zillion calories in it, but it is the best. It's the best one.
Oh, you know that one?
Yes. The movie theater popcorn from Orville Redenbacher.
They said, in addition to a great buttery flavor, the fluffy texture and consistent popping make it so your first handful of popcorn is as good as what's at the bottom of the bag. I'm not going to give you the others. There's the number one. Orville
Redenbacher. Is there a kettle corn in there somewhere?
Oh, for crying out loud. Hold on.
Because I think they do. I think we do their kettle corn, too. And it's really good.
No, there's no kettle corn listed. They're all your traditional butter flavor popcorn stuff type things. Mm-hmm. Cousin Willie's came in second. I've never
Cousin
heard of it.
Cousin Willie's? Never heard of it. I'll bet it's delicious.
This is one I wanted to do because we're on the list. Study reveals the North American airports. These are the biggest airports. And they list the ones that are most and least satisfying. So for giant sort of hub-like airports.
Okay, satisfying airports. That's so, what a strange thing.
The top five scorers. It's not strange. I told you I just traveled and was in San Diego at the Southwest Terminal. And it is so tiny and so crowded. I wanted to scream. Right. It was absolutely sardine packed. That you couldn't even tell if you were in the coffee line or just standing among all the people waiting to get loaded onto planes. It was just awash with people.
Oh, boy.
Awful. The top five scorers were Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport, coming in at second place. SFO.
Oh, SFO.
Oh, nice.
San Francisco International Airport, Detroit Metropolitan, JFK Airport, and Harry Reid International. I don't know where Harry Reid International
is. Harry Reid International.
No idea. But somebody, the worst airports include Newark Liberty, which is Jersey, Chicago O'Hare, Los Angeles International, Boston Logan International, and Toronto Pearson. Yeah. Those are the worst bottom five scores for mega airport satisfaction.
Harry Reid is Paradise, Nevada.
No!
Is that... When they say Paradise, Nevada, do they mean Las Vegas, Nevada?
They must.
Paradise, yeah.
So it's probably just outside of the town, right?
Or it's like, maybe it's an awesome private airport or something. I don't know.
One of the funniest things that I'd never experienced in my life was when I lived in Eugene. When you walk into the Eugene, Oregon airport, you can see from one end to the other.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
I actually like that size airport. It was Santa Barbara Airport. It's amazing.
It's spectacular. You could say, I'll meet you at the airport for our flight, and you know you're not going to miss that person because you can see everyone there.
Yeah.
From
it's
one
all
spot.
Right there. Basically in one room. I love that.
Wherever you're standing, you can see all the people. It's wonderful. All right. Let me see here. Oh, how about a fast fact? Yuma, Arizona is known as the sunniest city on earth. It gets more than 4,000 sunlight hours per year, the most of any city in the world. Yuma, Arizona.
Oh my, that is
the sunniest city on the planet. The jockstrap
I want some rain, actually.
Yeah, I do too. I'm with you. The jockstrap was invented in 1874 to help bicycle jockeys as they'd make deliveries on cobblestone streets in Boston.
Oh, no. That sounds terrible. Imagine that. They probably had no shocks.
Are there still a lot of cobblestone streets in Boston or no?
There are, yeah.
Oh, there are.
Yeah, there's really, really old parts of that city.
Well, that's, you know, in the
full-on
Tour de France,
residential stuff.
As they make their way through Europe and around the air, yeah. There are specific spots where they want the bikes to race on the cobblestones, and those are ancient, you know, roads.
Yeah, laid 1,000 years ago more.
It's surprising that they're still there in Boston, but then again, not that surprising.
Yeah, they're holding up, you know. And I guess they're not worried about your comfort. You're bumping around stupid cobblestone streets.
Racking your nads.
Yeah. So the jockstrap, what, like held it up and out and then, or put, you could put a cup in there?
Oh, well, you wouldn't put a cup in that situation, but I think it does keep everything pulled above.
And keeps it from going like this, like putting it in a blender.
I never liked those because of the netting that's in them, that like you got a checkerboard along your skin.
Yeah, you gel chafy too.
Yeah. Not a fan. Listen to this.
Yeah.
75% of women on the Titanic survived.
Oh. That's
50% of the children survived.
Only 50? Because it was so cold or something.
20% of the men survived.
Good for you, men. Women
men
and children first.
Did exactly what Leo did. Let's get you up on this door, and now I'm going to drown. Goodbye forever.
No room for me? Okay, I accept that.
It's not like everybody says. We're nice.
What, you dudes? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're really nice.
Super. I mean, we died for you. Come on. Sarah, get up on the door. All right, I'm going to go.
Goodbye forever. Goodbye, Van. Thanks. Let me blow this whistle now.
I mean, unless you think this thing can hold us both. I mean, how's it look up there?
I don't really want to try because I might fall off. So yeah, it's really cold. It's not really worth it. Yeah.
The wall.
Thank you, though. This is. I think I'll be fine. Thanks. Bye.
A writer. Pardon me.
Bye.
A writer traveled the globe to find the world's worst public toilet.
Okay. Well, did they check Burning Man?
When I saw this story, I just thought, what could possibly, because any outhouse type scenario has to be the worst.
So did they exclude porta potties? These have to be permanent installations.
This is the story. Passion projects are rarely this disgusting. A 58-year-old travel writer from the UK named Graham Askey spent $170,000 traveling the globe to find the world's worst public toilet. He went to 91 countries and traveled 75,000 miles.
Incredible.
And he used the worst of the worst for a new book that comes out today called Toilets of the Wild Frontier. It's a collection.
Oh, look at that toilet. Whoa. That one looks like you are going to die on the way to it. It's like a treehouse toilet? Is that necessary? You have to walk out across a marsh on these ever higher planks that don't even look secured? Is that one the worst? Because that one looks like the worst.
It's a collection of the 36 worst public bathrooms he could find, like one in China that was just a bathtub someone left outside. And in West Africa, a wooden chair with a hole in the seat.
Oh, God.
And a bucket underneath it. He finally ended his quest after finding one so bad he knew he'd never top it. It's near the Afghan border in a country of Tajikistan. It looks like an old outhouse that's about to fall down, and it's built on a pile of rocks with rats and poisonous snakes everywhere, so you have to be very careful. It has only two walls. The other sides are covered by a big sheet that just hangs there. And since there's no toilet paper, people just use the sheet.
Oh, my God.
That's your worst public toilet.
There it is right there, Vin.
Are
you looking
world.
At the picture? That is absolutely hideous. I'll just poop somewhere else. I'll just go right here. I don't even want to go near that thing. It looks like it might collapse on me, and that is the last thing I want.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Now you know, though.
Hideous.
So, hey, feel good about your work toilet.
Mm-hmm. Even the lighting's bad in there, man. And there's that red pube on the top.
Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys had to say. Santa Rosa, cutest airport ever. Big renovation underway, but Snoopy and the Peanuts live here.
Oh,
that's neat. I love Sacramento Airport. So easy to park and navigate and short security lines.
Oh, that's
707
wonderful.
Says, Vinny, I never fly to San Diego. Always into Ontario. Much better. Probably the same time to Temecula. Lots easier. Yeah.
I did like the Ontario Airport. We took it one time to go look at some schools down there. And I remember us saying, well, that was a pleasant experience.
That's the airport where I saw Johnny Mosley like postered up on the wall.
And oh, yeah. Like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do you fly to that one for your mom when you're
that's
gonna...
where. Yep. Okay, exactly there. Right. I've been to that one. I don't know. 10 times
sure.
plus. Yes, the Vegas airport's name got changed from McCarran to Harry Reid. It's the same airport. So it's
oh,
a new
that's, right.
that's
it
the
was
new
McCarran.
Name. I still have my soup can scrotum pole baseball tee. Now that is a collector's item, 650.
That is one of the oldest t-shirts we ever put out.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe they let me. I drew that.
Mm-hmm. It's great. It's great.
I have an old man Vinny t-shirt that I do not wear because Vinny made me promise not to wear it again if he signed it.
You know what's funny about that? That old man Vinny shirt, we had a huge box of those shirts that mysteriously disappeared as when Vinny did. Weird. No one ever saw him again.
You say this every time.
Because we know you stole them. That's why. Because we know you are responsible for that.
To the event.
You carried out stuff.
Home from the event,
and you
I
said,
didn't
hey,
have a
here,
car with
here's,
me.
Here's all my stuff. Take these boxes. I got a lot of presents here for my 40th birthday.
Get out of here. That's not what happened.
Take that box. Those were awesome shirts, too. Awesome.
Maya was great as Joe in Little Women on PBS.
Oh, I didn't
They're
see
talking
that.
About Maya Hawke, I guess.
Yeah.
Sarah, the winter album will be all Christmas songs.
Oh, will it? That'll be
That's
great.
That's the Weezer.
I wonder if they're doing, you know, their own Christmas song. I would love to hear what Weezer's
mm-hmm. Oh, 415 says Nick Testa Jr. here.
Oh,
you guys
thanks.
Just made me the happiest person in the world. I cannot
nice.
Thank you enough. I'm a true super fan of you guys and so appreciate the love.
That's amazing. Club, we played Nick Testa's Jr.'s song this morning. He sent it over to Bryn, and Bryn was like, it's a local. I like that. You can send it to your local band. You got a record coming out. We'd love to hear it. Oh, turn it up. Good. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, the most embarrassing thing you can do in public.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.